Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell. Thankful and grateful to God for another week. Another week that we're here with you all to share some empowerment tonight. To share with the group, those who are consistently a part of the Empowerment Place family. But tonight, I wanted, if they had a word or something they wanted to share, I wanted them to be able to do so tonight as we are coming to the close of another year. And as I look back over all that God has done and all that he has done and all that he's doing, even in these last few days of 2018, I can't help but give him praise. I did get one person who responded that they weren't thankful for some things. And so I looked at Psalm 118. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I thought about that. And the question came to me, have you rejoiced today? And there's so many out, you know, we pass people at the mall and the stores, and they're hustling and bustling and feeling the need to buy tangible tokens or expressions for people as an expression of love, maybe. I don't know. I'm not even going to go there because there could be a whole lot of reasons why people buy gifts. But they're out shopping. And I wonder for them, have they taken a moment to rejoice today? Have they stopped to think about God, think about his son, Jesus, Jesus' birth, his love, his death, and his resurrection for us? That the word of God declares that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Are we rejoicing about that? Are we excited about that? I'm excited. And so Holy Spirit said, you know what, Valerie? There is no better time than right now to give him praise. There's no time like the present. And I know on our Facebook Live we talked about the gift, present. They go together. Okay, Holy Spirit, we're not going there. Amen. Amen. I'm grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful tonight to be able to just give God praise. And I am inviting our listening audience, if you're listening on the web, if you would dial in at 323-927-3014 and press 1. I would love for all of our listening audience to come live tonight to just share what it is that you want to rejoice and be glad about. If you just want to testify about the goodness of the Lord as we are in this Christmas season, as we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, there is no time like the present that we should be able to give God praise. You know, each week we usually come on and we teach. But tonight is a night of praise. Tonight is a night to rejoice. Tonight is a night to testify and really just give thanks to who God is and for all that he's done and doing in your life. So I am grateful. I do have several callers, several powerful callers on the line at the present moment. And if you all would, pastors, prophets, apostles, if you have something that you want to rejoice and share that you're glad about, if you want to share your testimony about even in this Christmas season as we're celebrating the birth of Christ, if you just want to celebrate, share with the people that what you're celebrating, press 1 so I can bring you live. I have so much to be thankful for all that God has done over this year, but just in the last few days, how God has just shown himself great. I'm so grateful and thankful to God for his healing virtue, for touching my husband. I am just, for blessing my daughter, Andrea, amen, that she's preparing for a new journey in life that she got engaged on yesterday. Just so much. Watching my grandchildren grow up and mature and become, there is no time like the present to give God praise. So my listening audience tonight, if you're listening on the web, please dial in at 323-927-3014, press 1. I can bring you live. And if you would, just share your testimony about what you're rejoicing and glad about in this season and what you're excited about. One of my listening audience would press 1 now. That would be amazing. Amazing. Apostle Benny? Okay, well, praise God. I got a text message. Since our prophet Nina doesn't want to talk, she said she's thankful for his unconditional love and realignment. She is thankful for his unconditional love and realignment. And I'm sure that she could elaborate on that. Another thing, thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. My oldest daughter, who was on vacation this past week, got back home last night, and to journey back home, her car began to give her trouble, and I pleaded, prayed, she listened, amen. She stopped on the side, she went to a relative's home to spend the night to get back on the road during daylight. And she attempted, and she was moving about to come back home, and her vehicle broke down. Now, knowing my daughter the way that I do, I knew that she was having anxiety to the nth degree. And as I sat and I prayed, I said, Lord, I'm almost 2 hours away. Lord, Holy Spirit said, call your brother. I had a brother that was actually like 10 minutes away from her, who could go and get my baby. I give God praise for that. I give him praise for the fact that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us ways to get things done. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us strategies, plans. He will reveal to us solutions. And on today, when my baby wasn't in trouble and I couldn't get there, Holy Spirit, God was still looking out for her and such that her uncle could get to her to aid her in her time of need. God used him. She said, Mom, when I saw that it was my uncle, I just busted out in tears. I give God praise. I rejoice. And I'm glad in knowing that I serve a God like that, that he is a way maker in time of trouble. He is always there for us. Oh, my God. Sorry, when you need some and you can't find nobody else, the Lord is right there. And so I do, y'all. I give him praise. I give him thanks. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I rejoice, and I am so glad in it. And I'll be honest with you and listening audience, you may have those moments, too, that you get up and you want to get started and you feel like, okay, this is going to be a good day. And then situations pop up and you'd be like, oh, woe is me. What is going on? What am I going to do? But I am grateful today. I am grateful today of how good God is and for the miraculous things that he's doing, not just in my life and my family's life, but he's doing it in the lives of those that I'm connected to. He's doing it. Oh, my God, he's doing it. And I encourage you that if you're on the line tonight and you have the ability to press 1 and share your testimony and just let people know why you are rejoicing today, what it is you're thankful for today, why you can give God praise in the midst of, in spite of, because of, oh, my God, if God has done anything for you, such that you can. Is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to press one, and I want you to share. My listening audience that's on the web, please, if you're able, dial in at 323-927-3014 and press 1. I want to hear from you. Now, on the line, I've got powerful people again listening. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Apostle Gloria.
God bless you, Apostle Valerie. Praise God. Blessings to all the listening audience.
Amen.
I give
God
praise today. I give him praise.
Hallelujah.
For my mother.
Glory.
For my mother.
Hallelujah.
October the 17th, she had a massive stroke. She had bleeding on the brain. She wasn't able to use her left side at all. She didn't even remember my name. She did not recognize me. But today,
hallelujah,
she recognizes me, calls me by my name. She's able to
hallelujah
use her left leg, her left
hallelujah
arm, and she
hallelujah
herself is even giving God the praise.
Hallelujah.
She spoke
hallelujah
prophetically, it's going to be all right. I'm going to be all right.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
She
glory
may not
God
have remembered my name, but she remembered to call on the name of Jesus. In the midst
oh
of
God
her memory loss,
oh
she
my
could
God
still
oh my
say God
God
is good.
Hallelujah.
In the
hallelujah
midst of it, she
glory
could
to
still
God
sing praise and worship.
Oh, hallelujah.
And she would sing
glory
amazing
God
grace. How
hallelujah
that saved a wretch like me.
Oh, bless your name, God.
So I give
bless
God praise.
Name, God.
I give him praise.
Oh, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
And for those
thank
that have
you,
come
Lord
to visit her, they can see her from day one to
oh,
today.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. The testimony oh in her in just these 2 months.
Glory.
And it's not finished yet.
Glory
it's
to God.
Not
glory
finished
to God.
She's going to walk
glory
again.
Glory to God.
She's
going
to be able to do all those things that she can't do right now. It
glory
is just
God
a test. And
oh,
I give
God,
God praise for her.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Apostle, thank you so much for sharing. I'm over here just so full. Whew, I am just so full. When I think about all that God is doing, I tell you, you know, sometimes we look at our lives and we look at the situations and challenges that we come up against. And, you know, we feel like sometimes that the enemy is just at us. But I shared it with her, those of you who are in our intercessors. I shared with you, you know, what the Holy Spirit was saying about how God really wants to realign us. And sometimes he has to allow some things. And it's just to reposition us so that we can recognize what he's doing in our lives. And so even in those, y'all, I need you to understand that there is no time like the present to give him praise and to honor and glorify him for what he's done and what he's doing. For those who are on the line, I know each and every one of you by name. Praise God. And I know that on this day, December 23rd, 2018, you are not in the same place that you were in on December 23rd, 2017. And for that, I give God praise. You may not praise him. You might not have anything to say. You may not want to rejoice, but I rejoice on your behalf because I know how good God has been. I know some of the things that he's brought us through. I know some of the things that he's working on in our lives right now, and I give him praise. 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 I think about the days when I felt like, God, my back is up against the wall. God, what are you doing? Oh, and when I stopped and I took Valerie out of the equation, when I took Valerie's thoughts out of the equation and I relied on the Holy Spirit to guide me in all truth,
And I got into the Word, and I found myself, and I understood that God was just moving me in a place that I had wouldn't move on my own, that he had to reposition me. He had to change the way that I was thinking. He had to refocus my lens so that I could see clearly what it was that he was doing in my life. And as much as it was painful some days, that pain had purpose. Hallelujah. That pain still has purpose. Oh God, for God is preparing me for a greater work. Whew, do I understand it all? No. I don't. I can't even begin to imagine. But the Word of God says, if the Word lets me know that there is an expected end that he has for me. And I tell y'all, I want to get it. I want to be in position to get all that God has for me. And I know that the only way that that's going to happen is if I'm continuously obedient to what God is speaking to do those things, even when I don't understand. Give God praise. Y'all, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day. Okay, yeah. So I give God praise. Y'all, if y'all want to praise him, look, I don't want no rock crying out for me. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. I give God praise for in this year. Whew. 2018, I released several books. Glory to God. God did that through me. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening.
Hey. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to, you know, I don't like to be on here, but I just wanted to give God glory because, you know how the Word says that his ways are not our ways. And so
yes.
This year and this season, he has made a way for me that in my wildest imaginations, I could not have figured out how I would be delivered from the things that I was going through. And it blows my mind every time I think about it because
it
went on for a long time. And when he did it, it still blows my mind how he can do things that only he can. And I know it's for him to get the glory.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
I do not mind giving him the glory because man could not have gotten me out of the trials that I have been in. Only he could do it. And so
because
of that, not only has my faith increased, but it has my fear has been dissipated. And so
hallelujah.
There's nothing that anybody can tell me.
Whew.
There's nothing that anybody could tell me that my God can't do. And
absolutely.
How he just moves. And it's like opening up a window and pouring out blessings.
Yes.
It's the little things.
Yes.
And it's the deep
yes.
things. And it's the, oh, my
yes.
God, I didn't see that coming. And I just thank him for
yeah,
doing
Lord.
That
yes,
because
Lord.
When you waited for so long and the Word says to not be weary in well-doing.
Yes.
And sometimes it feels
for
like he forgot about
new
you.
Season.
But when he finally,
yes.
when
yes.
that season is over and he shows himself strong, and then the peace that comes out of that, you can't even pay
oh, God,
for it.
Thank you.
And so I just
my
thank
God.
Him that coming to the next year, not just the next year, but it's the next season in him.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I don't mind doing
yes,
whatever it is he would have me to do because he did what
yes,
I
Lord.
Asked him to do. And
yes,
so because
Lord.
He's
yes,
faithful,
yes,
I declare
God.
That I'm faithful unto him. And so
yes,
I give him
yes,
glory
God.
Unto
yes,
that.
God.
I praise
thank
his name.
Thank you, Lord.
He is.
Thank
he
you,
is.
Lord.
Spending my life.
Oh, God,
and for
you.
Anybody that's listening, that's weary, just hold on.
Oh,
he says,
God,
just
thank
wait.
You.
But he promised in his word.
Oh, God,
he
thank
will
you.
Do,
oh,
is
God.
He has to see that his word will come true because he is not a liar. So to anybody who's still holding on, keep on holding on, and he will make a way.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. 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 Oh, he will. He will. He will. He will. He will. He will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, my God. My God, my God. Oh, I give God praise as I was sharing this year. And 2018, even since we've been here in Bluefield, the Lord has blessed me. And I've independently and collaboratively released four books. Who would have thought that Valerie Burrell would be an author? I had an idea, but did I know that it would come to fruition? I didn't really trust that it would, but God did it through me. And in one of the writings, hear me roar, God has anointed that work, that it is a writing of liberation. It is a writing that will bring forth manifestation. It is a writing that will bring forth activation in those women who are ready and willing to dig deep within them, to discover what it is that God has placed on the inside of them, to understand what their purpose is, oh God, in the kingdom, and that they are ready to be fueled and pulled to perfect that which God has called them to, so that they are able to roar. Hear Me Roar is more than a book. Hear Me Roar is now a movement where God is blessed. Y'all, I'm giving Him praise. He's blessed us that we're going to move from the East Coast to the West Coast in 2019, sharing this empowerment with other women so that their lives could be blessed and God can be glorified through them. I give God praise. Give God praise for my youngest daughter, Whitney. I give God praise. I give God praise for the trials and tribulations that she's been through. But there's not a day now that I have to wonder where my baby is. There's not a day that I have to wonder where she's eating, where she's sleeping. I don't have to worry about any of those things. I give God praise. I give God praise for what He's done. I give Him praise. The word that God declares that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. And I testify to it that He does. He does it. He does it. When we pray believing that we receive that which we ask, He does it. He does it. He does it. There is no time like the present to give God praise. There's so much. God, I can, there's just so much. I can go on, because that's just how good God has been to me. But I want you all who have not shared yet, please consider sharing. Let the world know what you're grateful for. Let the world know that you are rejoicing, that you are glad in this day, and every day that the Lord has given you to open up your eyes and see. Oh, God, we don't take for granted not one thing that God has done or doing in our lives. If you woke up today because you called in, I see you on the line. God has blessed you. Will you not rejoice and be glad in it? Again, for our callers who are on the web, if you're close to a phone, dial in at 323-927-3014 and press 1 and share with our listening audience on tonight. Somebody's going through tonight, y'all. You know what? There are people right now who are depressed because it's Christmas season and they don't have the funds to buy the gifts that they feel like they need to give other people. But you know what? If you can give somebody the gift of love, if you can give them the gift of encouragement, if you can do that, if you can give them Jesus. As Pastor Tori shares, you can't make her doubt who God is because of the miraculous things He's done. She will give Him praise. She will give Him praise, and she will share what He's done in her life with others to encourage and empower them, to let them know that God will not fail you. He won't fail you. He's not a man that He would lie. I give God praise. I'm excited. God made me sweat. God made me sweat up in here. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I am grateful. I'm grateful for who God is. I'm hearing the song. I can't remember the words. I'm going to find them. I give God praise. We have a few more callers on the line. If you'd like to share, we've got a few more minutes. Please press 1, and I'll bring you live. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. I'm going to give y'all the words for this song that just popped up in my spirit.
and if we can go ahead and close it out, amen. That's just it.
Yeah, I couldn't think.
Yeah. This is a song, and okay, here it is. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that has brought me safe this far, and grace will lead me home. 'Tis grace. 'Tis amazing grace. I'm grateful for His amazing grace. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for His grace. Oh, God. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Oh, God. When we talk about His amazing grace, another songwriter says, amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why He came to love me so, that He looked beyond my faults and He saw my needs. And I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous His grace that caught my fallen soul, that He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. He looked beyond my faults. For that I give Him praise today. For that I embrace that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. If I would just consider His amazing grace towards me, His love towards me, that He looked beyond all of my faults, He saw my needs, and He blessed me and in ways He's done in exceedingly abundantly above anything I could ask or think, more times than I can mention. And for that, I give God praise. I'm grateful and thankful for each one of you who have joined on tonight. I want you to remember that as we continue through this Christmas season, that it's wonderful to give the gift, but let's not lose sight of the gift of Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate, and because of His birth, His life, His death, and His resurrection, we now have the ability to live life and to live that more abundantly. We love you here, the Empowerment Place. We say God bless you to each of you. Have a very Merry Christmas. Share some love. Let every day go by. Be that day that you will rejoice and be glad in it, for it is indeed the day the Lord has made. God bless you all. Join us again next week. Actually, join us tomorrow as we will celebrate our family Christmas, and then again next Sunday at 8 p.m. God bless and be empowered.